Well, it's hard to find a silver lining in this deadly pandemic, unless you are a puppy. It won't come as news to most that pet adoptions have skyrocketed this year as people looking for puppies have found themselves on waiting lists with breeders and at shelters. But heads up, we have a puppy alert, a puppy alarm. Scammers have taken note. A new Better Business Bureau investigation shows the number of reported pet frauds in November alone was more than four times the number from last November. Stephen Baker is an international investigation specialist for the Better Business Bureau and author of this new study. He joins us by Skype from St. Louis. So, Steve, people are taking advantage of the pandemic. How so?
Well, as you just noted before, there's a huge demand for puppies and other pets right now. The scammers know that. The best way to avoid a fraud is to make sure you see the pet in person. Scammers know that too, and the pandemic's been a good excuse for why you can't go see the pet in person. And they even take advantage of it when they start asking you for money after you pay for money of the pet, then you pay more money for airfare for the pet, then they come back and tell you need to pay another $1,000 for a COVID-compliant crate, whatever the heck that is. I don't think they exist.
Yeah, it's terrible. And you've got 4,000 reports of fraud so far this year. Is that the basic scam that you can't see the puppy, you send the money before you have the puppy?
Yes, that's exactly right. They find pictures of cute puppies anywhere on the internet, steal them, borrow them from other websites, post them as for sale, put in their own contact information. You reach out to them, they've got a price for the puppy. It's going to be usually less than what you would usually pay a breeder for a purebred dog. And if you send that money, then they need money for the airfare. They need the special crate. If you send that, they keep coming back with other excuses why they need money. And then eventually, when you say you won't send it anymore, they say, well, it's stuck at an airport. We're going to report you to the FBI for animal abandonment if you don't send us more money.
So this isn't puppy mills where, you know, there's a sick puppy, and which is also a problem. But this is that there aren't any dogs. And you say one of the things people have to look out for is when people ask you to pay cash with apps like Zelle. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so they used to use Western Union MoneyGram, which are just like sending cash. Now they're using Cash App and Zelle to ask people to send money. Again, once money are sent through those platforms, you basically have no way of getting it back, even if the whole thing is a total fraud.
Yeah, and what if they ask you for a credit card?
Well, these guys have no ability to process credit cards. Sometimes the websites they put up have got fields where they'll collect your credit card information, and then it says card declined. But then they have stolen your credit card information, and then they use that to pay for other websites and other things to support their scams. And then they tell you to go back to Cash App or Zelle or Western Union or something like that to send the money.
Yeah. You talk about a woman in California trying to buy a Yorkshire Terrier puppy. She paid $600 for the puppy, then was swindled out of another $750 for pet insurance. So these fees can mount up. First of all, I mean, I would say if you live in a town with a shelter, can you not go there during COVID? Because that seems like the best solution.
Well, going to a shelter is certainly a good solution. Some of them were shut for a while during COVID. Some of them were out of puppies, too. But that's certainly something we really think people should think about. Unfortunately, people are so used to shopping on the internet that that's just the first place they go. And the crooks have really got good sites. And sometimes they steal sites from rural breeders to just copy the entire website. So they look very professionally done. They even pay for a sponsored link. So if you do a search for a particular kind of pet, the crooks will appear at the top of the search results.
How do you know when a breeder is a real breeder? How do you check it?
You can check out any business at the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org if these folks claim to be breeders and see if that really exists at that location and talk to them directly. But you really got to see the pet in person. You've just got to exercise super amount of caution, way more than anything else you would do online if you're thinking about a pet. Again, the best is to see it in person. You can try taking the photo of the pet and searching that, do an internet search of that. Some people don't realize you can Google a photo, but you can. You can also take an interesting part of the text and run that in your search engine. And finally, being able to use video conferencing, things like Zoom, so you can ask the seller if they'll do a Zoom call with you and them and the puppy. No scammer is going to be able to do that.
And by the way, Steve, is it always dogs or are there other animals too?
Oh, well, the majority of it's puppies, but there's been this significant number of kittens, especially interesting breeds of kittens. Parrots, we see a fair number of complaints about, even reptiles and, you know, full-size horses sometimes. There's no limit to what you can sell online if you don't actually have to have the product.
Boy, Steve Baker, investigation specialist with the Better Business Bureau, a puppy buyer beware going into this holiday season. By the way, you also put out a free weekly newsletter on consumer fraud issues. That goes worldwide. We're going to link people up to everything at hearandnow.org. Steve, thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Boy, and Peter, I'm sure Bisbee is enraged about this.
Nobody Bisbee, of course. Better scam the puppies, okay? Seriously.
No. Bisbee's got a little placard out there, protest. That's Peter's pup. And people, shelters, can't say enough. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.